It's a unique comp that it's just like it's unique to poli-sci. The fact that the government can read your emails without a subpoena. It seems a little odd what you do on the internet can be subject to government search, because I feel like what we do on the internet a lot is you expect to do within your home, because most people are on the internet in their home or in a private setting. I mean, the computer is kind of a very solitary thing. It's one screen, one person. So you expect, like, no one's else going to read this. So you would think that it's kind of given the same protection as your other possessions, like the things in your home, the things you read in the mail. But no, it's not. It's basically the government equates what you do on the internet to transactions with companies. So if you... they equate an email basically to going to the bank. The government can go into a bank and get a receipt of all your financial transactions without a subpoena in some cases. Mm-hmm. And the internet's the same way. There's some protections there, but after a certain amount of time, the government rationalizes, well, your emails have been on this internet server for more than 180 days. You obviously don't want them anymore, so we'll just take them. And that requires little to no government action, like judicial action. Yeah, it's just kind of like something you don't really think about. It's just like the internet was thrown upon us, but... and now just a lot of our communications on there. But now it's easy. People can really the government can just read anything it wants to, mm-hmm. With little barriers between not doing it. And it's scary. It's like, it's hard to think about. But, yeah, it just happens. And I guess people don't really understand it yet.